Welcome. It's good to see you all this morning. This is our launch weekend here at West London Alliance Church, a weekend that we set aside for the launching of a new ministry year that coincides with a new school year and a lot of exciting and fun things happening here. Now, I promised some people that I was going to wear shorts and flip-flops today. And despite the fact that it's a little cool outside, I stuck to my word. So I got my shorts and my flip-flops on. So most likely you all are dressed better than I am, so you can feel comfortable this morning, regardless of what you wore. I also brought my bathing suit, because there's usually a dunk tank here. But on the way here, I'm thinking, please let there not be a dunk tank. And they actually canceled the dunk tank, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. Might have been able to raise a lot of money today with the cold weather, so... Anyways, we are, again, as I said, so excited to have you here this morning, church family. Great to see you. Great that you're here as we launch another year. And if you're a visitor, a newcomer, or someone who comes sporadically, we're also very happy that you're here. I want to talk briefly this morning and remind some of the people who are part of our church family, and if you're a newcomer, maybe introduce you to some of the things about West London Alliance Church that we think are really important. Really a summary of who we are and what we do, so that as we enter this new year of ministry, this new school year, that everyone has been recalibrated and reminded about what we're about here at this church. And if you're new, you have a sense of what we're about. Now, I have a slide here which will describe, I believe, what we are about here at West London Alliance Church. There you have it there. Making known the greatness of God by the lives we live, by the love we show, and by the work we share. We feel like those phrases, that sentence encapsulates what we are about and who we are as a church. But let me just clarify some things here. We think there's six words that really summarize everything we do, or at least should summarize everything we do. And those words are at the top, making known the greatness of God. We feel like those six words are a good indication of what we aim to be, of what our vision for church is, making known the greatness of God. We would like to be about that. But you see, those six words indicate something. If we are to be about making known the greatness of God, then there's something that we need to know. You can't make something known if you don't know it yourself. And so we feel like it's our duty and our great privilege to know something. We want to know something. And what we feel like we know here at West London Alliance Church is that God is great. God is great. Now, how do we know that? You know, we're a church and we believe that God is great. How do we know? How can we make that known to other people so that we know it ourselves? That God is great. Well, first of all, you could look out at creation. I got a chance this week to go fishing with my brother and my dad on Lake Erie. And we left early in the morning, and as we were driving out to, or boating out to the fishing spot, the sun was starting to rise. And it was a beautiful morning, orange and pink and purple skies with the sun rising up on the lake and the birds. It was beautiful. I don't think any honest person looks at that and says, there's no God. We can see God in creation. We can see God in humanity as well. I had the opportunity, some good friends came by our house yesterday, and they had with them their brand new daughter, 7 days old. My daughter asked me, when was the last time you held a baby that young? And I don't remember that time. But as we were talking about this baby, the baby's mother said, you know, that precious child started off inside of me and for 9 months grew. And then one day, here she is. She said, who looks at that and says, there is no God? Right, we believe there are things that indicate the greatness of God that everyone can see. But maybe more specifically, we believe that God is great because the Bible tells us he is great. And within that Bible, there's one particular part of that big story, and really that's what the Bible is, one long story of the history of God's greatness to mankind. There's a part of that story which in particular, displays God's greatness in a very clear and a very compelling way. And that's called the gospel. Now, if you're new here or maybe unfamiliar with church terms, you may say gospel. I've heard that before. I've heard about gospel churches. I've heard about gospel music. I've heard about the gospel truth. What is the gospel? The gospel is a word that means good news. And this morning, I might even say it means great news. Because the gospel is the part of that grand story in the Bible that explains how people can know that God is great. Now, I use that term know in a couple different ways. One, we can read the Bible and learn facts about God, learn what he's like, learn things he's done, and those are very important. A true faith is never less than those intellectual facts, but it certainly is something more than that. You see, when we talk about knowing God and knowing he's great, the sense in which we also use that term know is that we know him in a real and personal way. That we believe that there is a relationship to be had with God. And the gospel, the good news that we get through the gospel is that we can know God in a real, tangible, personal way. And so it makes his greatness look greatest. That's what the gospel does. And that gospel is good news. What is it good news of? That part of the story is the good news of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and how he made it possible for us to know God. You see, we're all born in a certain condition. If you go to church here, if you've gone to church all your life, if you've never been to church, all of humanity is born in the condition of not knowing God. At least certainly not knowing him in that tangible, real, close relationship. And the reason we're not is really because each one of us wants to be God. If we're honest with ourselves, we grow up wanting to be the God of our universe. We don't want to recognize another God. And really, that way in which we're all wired, in which we want to be the God of our own universe, shows itself in many ways. And the way it shows itself is all the wrong we do in the world. The lying and stealing and the cheating and the dishonesty and the pride and the hatred and the racism. So many things we see this. We are incapable of being God, but we're also incapable of being in a relationship with God. But the gospel tells us that Christ came and lived a perfect life and died a sacrificial death on the cross and rose from the dead so that we could know God. And so it's good news. And we feel here at West London Alliance, and I remind you members and regulars, as well as the newcomers, that the glory and greatness of God is seen most clearly in the gospel, where we hear the story of how we can know him. Now, if you're new here this morning, or you're a visitor, or maybe haven't really learned about this Christianity thing, you may be sitting there and saying, you know what, I don't necessarily agree that God is great. I see a lot of reasons in life why maybe God isn't great. Maybe there's a young child you know who has cancer, and you say, how can God be great? Or you look at some of the natural disasters where thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of people die. And you look at wars. Maybe you lost your job unfairly recently. And you say, I don't see God as great. But you know what? That's what we're about. We're about making known the greatness of God. And so if you have those sorts of questions, we would love to talk to you about that. That's one of the reasons we're here as a church, is to explain and help you understand why God is great. But clearly, we see him greatest in the gospel. Well, how does that play out? How does that play out with us? And if I can have my slide back, it starts out with the lives we live. We want to make God's greatness known by the lives we live. We want to act and live our life in a way that reflects his greatness, that reflects his love and his wisdom and his power and his justice. And so we want to live that out at this church. If you're new to this church or you're visiting or came to see what we're on about, we want to be people that live a life that reflects how great God is. We also work that out by the love we show. We want to be a church that is characterized by love. Love for each other within the walls of this church. But also love that extends to the community around us and the neighborhoods around our homes. A love that infiltrates where we work and where we go to school. And ultimately, a love that will encompass the world. That's how we want to make known the greatness of God. And finally, by the work we share. And the work we share is a work that returns us back to the gospel. You see, the work that we share is spreading the news of God's greatness in our families, at our workplaces, at our schools, in our city, and around the world. That's what we aim to do. And so we are about making known the greatness of God, and we think that plays itself out, and we work towards it playing itself out in the lives that we live, and in the love that we show, and in the work that we share. Now let me say one more thing about this. Church family, we need to understand that we don't always do those things very well. Sometimes the lives we live, or the love we show, or the work that we share, sometimes we don't reflect God's greatness when we do that. And if you're new here this morning, you're visiting with us, I want you to understand that we understand that. That there are times when maybe we as a church body or some other church body that you know didn't do a very good job of making God seem great. But you know what? That takes us back to those words, making known the greatness of God. You see, we don't believe that we're great. That's not what we're about as a church, talking about how great we are. We recognize that we're not great. And in fact, it took the Son of God coming to earth and dying for us to give us the opportunity to even be associated with greatness. And so if you're a newcomer here this morning or you're a regular here at West London Alliance Church, I want to inform you or remind you that what we are about as a body is making known the greatness of God and making known the greatness of God, particularly in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the story of the life and the work of Jesus Christ who lived and died and rose again so that we could know God. That's what we're about, and that's what we intend to be about in the coming weeks and months. Now, I feel very fortunate as the interim lead pastor here to work with a group of people, a great group of people who I believe and who I have seen are very much about making known the greatness of God. And so, as we do at every launch, I want to introduce you or reintroduce you for those of you who know them or introduce you for those who are here for the first time to the staff that we have working at West London Alliance. So I'm going to ask them all to come up here on stage with me. If you've got a green shirt and you're not walking up here, there we go. Okay. If you guys can line up across the front here to my right. Wonderful. Quick introductions. I'm not going to spend a lot of time doing that. For those of you who don't know, on your far left is Graham. Graham is really in charge of every way in which our church connects with the community. And there's such a broad spectrum there, I couldn't go into it all. But if it's community involvement and the interface of us doing things in our community, Graham works with that. Beside him is Judith. Judith does children's ministry primarily Sunday mornings. Well, she works throughout the week, but she is responsible. If you have a child here who does things at the church Sunday morning, Judith is responsible for that. Beside her is Dave. Dave works with junior high, senior high, and young adults. Those are his responsibility here at Westland Alliance Church. And beside him, Lyle. Lyle, there's a lot of stuff here. He's been here the longest of the people who have actually been here on stage. He does a lot of work with seniors. He does works with life groups, and he does works with missions. Those are three of the big things he does here. Beside him is Katie. Katie helps us in the office with administration and really does a lot of things helping everyone up here on stage. Beside her is Angela. Angela works with Graham in Community Connections. If you're involved in camps, if you're visiting because you got to know us through a camp, you'll know that Angela is the one primarily responsible for getting all that together with the other things she does, is the camps. Beside her is Haley. Haley is working Community Connections with Graham and Ange. And again, anything that falls in that area of the church working in the community, Haley is going to be involved in. She's actually new in the last couple weeks, and we're very glad to have her. Beside me is Mario. Mario is involved, obviously, as you saw this morning, with music. And so anything sort of musical that goes on in the church, he'll have a hand in that. He is also a technological wizard. And we can thank him for getting us our live feed working in the core this morning. And he does a lot of the other technical things here. So before we give these people a warm applause, one of our staff members is not here. Kim is not here. If you call the office, you're probably going to get Kim on the telephone. And Kim is the office administrator and really is involved in almost everything, because anything that sort of comes through the office of the church, she's involved in, and she couldn't be with us this morning. But let's have a round of applause for our staff here this morning. Now, we want to do something this morning that's actually sort of new. I'm going to ask the church elders, who are the spiritual leaders of the church, to come up and pray for our staff as a way to commission all of us for the year ahead. And so they're going to come up here. I'm also going to ask my wife to come up. Because I started August 1st as the interim lead pastor, the elders are going to pray for me in particular as well for this coming year. And the work that I have. So I'm going to ask elders, if you come up, maybe staff, move up a little bit so that they can sort of fill in behind you. And we're going to ask the elders to pray. I will say this, if you're new, or even if you're not new, if you have any questions or concerns about things that go on in this church, you can ask anyone up here on stage, except maybe my wife. Not because she can't get you an answer, but because I didn't tell her that would be one of her responsibilities. But these gentlemen in the back row, our elders, and anyone in a green t-shirt are people you can go to today or in the future and ask them questions about West London Alliance. They'd be happy to help you out. So I'm going to ask the elders to pray for us, and Brian, you're going to start.
Okay, will you pray with us, please? Dear God, We thank you for being a great God. Lord, you've shown your greatness to all of us already because you've given us lives which we have the privilege of living. You've shown us love, and you've given us the privilege of doing work together. Lord, we pray that we would live our lives, show our love, share our work, not out of an obligation, but out of a privilege. Lord, you've bless this church with the opportunity to join together, and not to make you great, but just to have the privilege of showing your greatness to the world around us. We thank you for all of the staff that have committed themselves to serve you, and for the privilege it is to join with them. We would pray your protection over each and every one of them, for their families. We think of Jude and Nicole, Lord, pray your protection over them as they step into this role. And Lord, we pray that we would make their leadership one of joy as a church body, Lord, reflecting Christ-likeness to each and every one who serves us. In a world that needs you, who doesn't understand the greatness of you, we pray that we would be a light to London. We look forward to this year. We look forward to all the great things you're going to do that you've prepared for us in advance. And we thank you for the privilege again of being able to join together and enjoy this year and see all that you're going to do for us during it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we uh, Thank you for each one of the staff, and by extension, all those that serve with them. For it takes many, many people, Father, to do your work, and we have the privilege as members of the body, as members to one another, to be able to serve you. And so, Father, as we have had a successful year and the ministry year that's just finished through this summer, we do pray your blessing for this ministry going forward, this ministry year going forward, Father. May many more people be pleased to hear your name and join with us in celebrating and glorifying your name. And particularly, Father, we pray that you will grant great wisdom and strength and endurance to the staff and those who work with them, that they might be able to serve well and serve with great rejoicing. And I too pray for Jude and Nicole. We thank you for this opportunity to commission them today and to ask for your particular blessing upon them as they take up this role of leadership. Father, anoint them in their service. Anoint Jude particularly as he takes on and learns more and more of what it means to be our interim lead pastor. Anoint and bless him as only you can. And Father, we do this because collectively we know that we together as a congregation, we together as a people of Christ, want to make known your greatness, and by your Spirit you will enable us to make known your greatness. And so we thank you for your great mercy poured out on us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.